Preparation for the lesson in the tens.
Twitter shel Rav.
Reading from Rav's tweet, Twitter. We adhere to the Creator, not of the positive or out of the negative, but out of the middle between us, out of the Creator. This is why we have to search for the center of the group, for the common connection. There and only there, we demand together the reforming light. Then it will perform its action, and there we will discover the Creator. Again, we adhere to the Creator, not out of the positive or out of the negative, but out of the middle between us, out of the Creator. This is why we have to search for the center of the group, for the common connection. There and only there we demand together the reforming light. Then it will perform its action, and there we will discover the Creator. So the question is, what is the center of the group, the center of the ten? How do we search for it during the lesson and demand the light there? The center of the group is a place where we ask together, where we demand together the reforming light, the Creator, where the plea is not personal, the plea is common, shared. As much as we can try to think, to exert about this common request of the entire world, Klee, all of the people who are connected to the lesson right now are going to demand together to bring contentment to the Creator. The center of the group does not exist if we do not search for it together. It's an empty place between us and inside of each one, the common prayer that we build, the common concern for the connection between us, for that common field. The center of the group, it's a matter of a feeling in which each one comes out of himself towards the others, and then we make room for the upper force to actually be revealed and be between us. Yes, you can also look at it that in each one of us there is the center of the group. We don't have to try to relate it to some external factor. Rather, as much as I can concentrate inside, focus inside, and find the Creator and the friends and the center of reality, and point at it inside, at the point of the heart, this is considered that I'm adhering to the center of the group. Well, we have many definitions. The center of the group, that raspberry point, the point of Ibu, or the sandwich, or it doesn't matter how you look at it. In the end, there is myself, and there is everything outside of me, and what is separating between us, which is my own self. And now it is the time to break it, to pray together. Yes, the one who holds this point, it is the Creator. And the closer we will be to this point, more attached to it, the changes in us will occur in greater intensity. Yes, the center of the group is the place where everyone is in annulment. Well, there is no one else, but only we are there. There's one force in equivalence of form with the upper force. It is a place which is above our nature. It is a place of bestowal. To reach there, I think, is through the prayer of the many and focusing on the center there. It is actually the point where we consciously or unconsciously are searching for our entire life. And it's also the most elusive point. Each time you come closer to it, suddenly it moves away. And in order to reach it, we just have to keep asking to always turn through the 10. Whatever you can do, just keep asking and the light will aim us in the right direction. The center of the group is the place where we are connected. There are many conditions that we have to meet in order to reach there, in order to hold on there. From giving contentment to the Creator up to being afraid to receive something into ourselves and all kinds of things in the middle. Annulling ourselves, integrating into the 10. So we should start activating this prayer from all of us together towards the Creator. We are reading from the Shabbat page, checking our attitude to the friends. Let's check before the lesson our attitude to the friends. I hate them, as sometimes the students of Rabbi Shimon felt. If not, it means that yesterday I did not love them. There is nothing worse than being indifferent towards them. That is just like that, like we come to some course to study together. Everyone wants to study from the teacher, but not from each other. So I have to check. What is my attitude to my friends today? Are they my friends or some people who accompany me on the way? Today we're together in the lesson, tomorrow each one will go to his way, or it is impossible to go to our own ways, to be together on the way, unless we're connected in such a bond that even if there would be no teacher, there would be nothing, that way, that path that we're determining between us will stay and pull us to a greater connection each day. From hatred and love intermittently. So we need to check before anything else in the morning, what is the attitude? And if it is hatred or love, as much as possible, to see it as correct. Whereas an attitude of indifference indicates or should awaken concern. It's a sign that I was disconnected. Maybe I was disconnected yesterday, and today I'm still disconnected. Everything depends on how much you are devoted to the society, to the company, nevertheless. And you do whatever possible. And actually, those who were kind of dumb, usually in the beginning, were not able to understand, were not able to integrate. It was difficult for them. They had great resistance, but they did not let go. They actually reached great changes.
Thank you. נפשי אוי נפשי ממוות כי חילצת נפשי אוי נפשי ממוות אתני איני מן דמעה Hey.